if you're not able to take care of yourself and know what to do to prevent yourself from being burnt out, then you're not going to be an effective business owner. You're not going to accomplish what you want to accomplish long term. You need to be able to take care of yourself physically, emotionally, so that you can get out there and conquer the world.
Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about the 7 habits of highly effective WordPress business owners. Would you consider yourself a highly effective WordPress business owner?
Man, you're putting the pressure on.
Throwing you on the spot.
I would say I am a work in progress.
Oh, man, you're a good man, Tim. I'm a work in progress myself. So.
Absolutely. And in case you did not recognize the title, this is kind of a play on the famous and classic book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Read it in college, highly recommend it. And so we're kind of taking a spin on that for 7 Habits of Highly Effective WordPress Business Owners. And these are things that I think are probably applicable to really any type of business owner. But especially if you're a WordPress business owner building sites for clients, I think it's even especially crucial. So the first one on the list is be a great communicator. Again, this first one even more so important for anyone that's working with clients. Clients need you to communicate with them. There's a bad reputation with designers and developers, or I guess more the freelancers of designers and developers, that they basically just go MIA, drop off the face of the planet. I mentioned this a few episodes back, but I've talked to so many clients that always say, hey, my last web designer, I can't get a hold of, you know, and it's like gone MIA. And I know David has similar stories too. And some of it is a red flag. We mentioned that on a past episode too, that if a client says that they can't get a hold of their last guy, it, you know, you want to be aware that, hey, maybe there's a reason. But also it could just be that a lot of freelancers are flakes. And so that's why being a great communicator is so important in this business.
Good point, Tim. Number 2 on our list of the 7 habits is be hyper-organized. Now, Tim's got hyper-organized down here, and I guess I want to know, a hyper-organized person as opposed to an organized person, Tim, is that somebody who's like super-duper-duper organized?
Yeah, I think I wrote hyper just to emphasize how important organization is.
Yeah. And being organized is very important. So if you're going to be efficient and you're going to work with multiple clients and multiple team members. Now, if you're a solopreneur and you're communicating with yourself all day, episode's probably not going to apply to you that much. But if you've got a team and you're scaling it and you're working with multiple clients and multiple staff members, having the processes in place is very, very important. And this is one of the habits that really successful WordPress business owners do. They have a process for everything. Intake, yeah. Clients, outtake, invoicing, departments for just about everything that they're going to do. They do it programmatically so that they're just rolling through it. And if they have a new need, they're probably setting up some type of process for it. So be hyper-organized.
Yeah, that's great. And I think before I move on to the next point, I want to say that reminds me that effective business owners, they work on their business, not in their business. And what you just said, David, having processes in place and being organized is the way that you accomplish that, I think.
Thank you.
Next one on the list is be extremely efficient. And this goes hand in hand with being hyper-organized, because when you're organized, you become more efficient. But emphasizing how important efficiency is, when you are billing clients, your time is your money. And so clients aren't going to be happy if you are billing them. Obviously, you know, they're not always going to know, but if you're billing them for doing small admin tasks that really wouldn't be there if you were more organized. And so being extremely efficient is how you can make more money, because again, your time is your money. And if you're able to take on more clients and do more projects in a shorter amount of time, your clients are happier, you're able to make more money, Everybody wins.
Next on our list is be a visionary. You know, some of the most successful habits, in my opinion, is of the successful WordPress business owners is they're able to see trends and spot them before reading about it in a blog post or online in an article or something. They kind of stay up to date with what's working, what's going on, where they think the future of WordPress web development is going. So they're visionaries on all levels. So for example, Gutenberg's coming. It's been coming for a while. It's going to revolutionize WordPress. The visionaries that I see are the people who, you know, are the early adopters of these things that are going to change WordPress in the future and stuff. So one of the most effective habits is being a visionary.
And I got to jump in and comment on that, David. My favorite visionary of all time, Steve Jobs, he didn't invent the MP3 player, but he saw an opportunity and invented the iPod, and it became the most popular MP3 player because he has vision. Same thing, he didn't invent the phone or even the smartphone, but when he invented the iPhone, it just absolutely changed the game. He saw an opportunity and he seized it. And I think those are exactly what make a visionary a visionary. Next one on the list is be an expert at identifying talent. And again, as David mentioned, you know, if you're not in a place where you're scaling a team, this might not be applicable to you. But I still think that it is something that if you plan to do in the future, you're going to want to start thinking about. If you're an expert at identifying talent, it means that you can see the diamond in the rough. You could have a long list of potential applicants that want to work for you, and you can find the one that is going to really mesh with your team, is hardworking, is able to jump in and really just fit well with what you're trying to accomplish. David is an expert at identifying talent. He's has an outstanding team of both full-time and part-time employees and contractors. And that is something that, shout out to you, David, that I've noticed that you're extremely good at. So,
well, thank you. And I think I'll touch on it then, since you threw my name in there, Tim.
Yeah.
Identifying talent isn't only just identifying the diamonds in the rough. It's very important. If you can see, you know, potential in someone as opposed to actual skill sets, but you can see what their future potential is and how that's going to benefit your business, it's very important. But also being able to see, like Tim said, if they're going to be a good fit with your other team members. That's equally important. I've had some of the most talented programmers in the world, you know, and WordPress people come and they just didn't fit with our team. And it wasn't that their skill set wasn't there. It just didn't fit right. So equally important is making sure that the dynamics of the personalities of the people that you choose, you're looking at that as well. Next on our list kind of ties in with this. If you're going to scale and, you know, put together this awesome, talented team, you're going to need to be able to manage them. So if you put this team together and it's chaos, you know, then it's going to be chaos. So, you know, communicating with different personality types is an artwork. I mean, it's a science, you know, because we have many different personalities from many different parts of the world that have many different cultures. And, you know, being able to walk through that minefield is an art. And I think some of the best habits of an effective WordPress owner is he has the ability to manage a team without having it fall apart, basically, or hurt feelings and just leads really, really well. So,
yeah, that's great. And the last one on the list for seven habits of highly effective WordPress business owners, be able to take breaks and take care of yourself. And this is extremely important. And we've talked about burnout before on WP the podcast, but it really is crucial because if you're not able to take care of yourself and know what to do to prevent yourself from being burnt out, then you're not going to be an effective business owner. You're not going to accomplish what you want to accomplish long term. You need to be able to take care of yourself physically, emotionally, so that you can get out there and conquer the world.
Awesome. Tomorrow's episode, don't miss it, episode 158, Best Tools for Cross-Browser and Device Testing for Your Websites. If you want to get the show notes for 7 Habits of Highly Effective WordPress Business Owners, head on over to wpthepodcast.com. Check out episode 157. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.